Now, at this time, we're going to turn the microphone over to Michael, who's going to give his toast.
I don't know if I can top that. It seems like all night I've been asked, are you next? Good evening, and thank you for joining us to celebrate the marriage of Chris and Jen. About a year ago, my cousin Debbie gave me the Best Man's Handbook, which is supposed to be a guide for guys like me on how to successfully navigate their role in the big event. Now, for some reason, page 16 of the Best Man's Handbook was highlighted. It had said right there in bold letters, the wedding process isn't a time for the best man to shine. This is the bride and groom's event. We were asked only to share it with them and support them in making it a success. Now, all along, I've had every intention of supporting Chris and Jen and making this day a success. But those of you who know me know full well that when given an opportunity to speak in front of the crowd, I'm certainly not going to shrink from the spotlight. So as much as we're all very excited for Chris and Jen and hope they have a happy and healthy future together, for the next few minutes at least, everybody better pay attention to me. And I think I deserve it. After all, Chris and Jen have been together for over 2 years now, and our families have all been wrapped up in them and their world. Is Chris going to propose to Jen? When is Chris going to propose to Jen? How is Chris going to propose to Jen? Have you seen the video of Chris proposing to Jen? What does a ring look like? What does a dress look like? Where will they go on their honeymoon? Enough already. I think the question we should all be asking is, what about me? I only had 1 year, 9 months, and 10 days to enjoy being an only child. And you have to admit, the first few months are always a blur. As much as I tried to elbow Chris out of the picture, it just hasn't been the same since then. After that, I thought, well, at least I'm still the big brother in a house where there are three boys. It's survival of the fittest. It's kind of like those shows you see on the Discovery Channel. The tallest, strongest, and best of the pack is always dominant. But then Chris hit that growth spurt in the 11th grade, and I could no longer count on that advantage. So then I figured, okay, I'm 2 years ahead of him in school. I'll have a professional and financial edge. This is one area where I could finally claim to be the number one son. But shocking as it may seem, Accenture pays a little bit more to an Ivy League graduate with an engineering degree than your average public school system pays to a high school history teacher. So where does that leave me? Well, at least I have my good looks. I've always been the outgoing one. I was certain that I would be the first to get married. But no, Chris meets Jen, and now he beats me to the altar, too. You know, I'm 29 years old, and I say that with age comes wisdom, maturity, and a certain seriousness about yourself and your place in the world. We're supposed to outgrow the sibling rivalries of our youth. Yet I have to be honest, in the last few weeks, I seriously considered making a trip out to Vegas just to prove a point. So I have a very special message to all the single women here tonight. I have a hotel room, I've got a mother who really wants grandchildren, and this is one race I'm not going to lose to my little brother. So I'd like to propose a toast to the best brother anyone could possibly have. Next to Dougie, of course, who always seemed to know his place in the big brother, little brother chain of command. And to Jen, about whom I can only say, thank God I finally have a sister. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for both Douglas and Michael for doing a very nice job with our toast this evening.